St. Elmo Brownstown Eagles and the Father McGivney Griffins are ready to do battle here in the first game of the evening, again on this third night of the Mulberry Grove FNB Community Bank Thanksgiving Tournament. So far this week, St. Elmo Brownstown, with just their one game, as they did play on the opening night on Monday before having last night off. And on Monday night, they did pick up a win in that opening game. They actually played in the tournament's opening game as they beat Lebanon 74-55. For Father McGivney, they were 1-0. They're 2-0. I forgot they had played last night. They beat Mulberry Grove 70-45 on night one Monday, and then they were a winner over Lebanon 52-23 last night. So Father McGivney is 2-0. St. Elmo Brownstown 1-0, and pretty much in my opinion, this is going to probably decide this pool for this tournament, as taking a look at the competition last two nights, kind of how teams match up and everything. I would say it's going to be between these two teams too in the pool. So a big game here in this 5-15 game here tonight at the Mulberry Grove Thanksgiving Tournament. St. Elmo Brownstown going to be the visiting team on the scoreboard for tonight. So taking a look at their starting lineup for tonight, they are going to start number one, Jack Wilhauer. He's a 5'10" junior forward. At point guard, they will start number five, Dodge Wilms. Dodge is a 5'8" junior. They will start number 23, Jaden Hewitt. Jaden Hewitt is one returning starter for the Eagles. He wears number 23. He's a 6'1" senior forward. They will start number 32, Graydon Wilhauer, at a forward. And Graydon is a 5'11" junior guard. And then they'll start another forward, 6'2" junior Benji Lau, wearing number 34. So again, Jack Wilhauer, Dodge Wilms, Jaden Hewitt, Graydon Wilhauer, Benji Lau, five starters for the St. Elmo Brownstown Eagles tonight. They, of course, are coached by Greg Siegel. He picks up his 300th career win with that win on Monday night for the Eagles. He has by his side longtime assistant Ryan Vecchio. I believe they told me the other night it was about 551 games coached together. And the second assistant is the social media whiz, for what I've seen with their account, does a great job, Nick Reeder. So again, they're going to take on the 2-0 Father McGivney Griffin. And taking a look at the Griffins' starting lineup, they will start number 3, Henry Willenberg. Henry Willenberg is a 6-foot sophomore guard. They will start number 4, Owen Khalifa. He is a returner. Can't remember if he started or got a lot of varsity time last night, remember him. And he is a 6'2" senior guard this year. They'll start number 11, Brendan Kaiser. He's a 6'3" sophomore forward. They will start number 12, Carson Barone. He is a 5'11" junior guard, another returner. Definitely remember his name from last year. I believe he was a starter. And then they will start in the middle, number 22, Chase Jansen, a starter from last year. He's a 6'4" senior forward. So, again, it is going to be Henry Willenberg, Owen Kalisa, Brendan Kaiser, Carson Barone, Chase Jansen, the five starters for the Father McGivney Griffins. They're coached by Corey Clouser, assisted by Don Ehrman, Dave Wyckoff, Bob Sanders. So Father McGivney on the floor, St. Elmo breaks their huddle, and SEB on the floor now. Looks like we will have Jaden Hewitt for St. Elmo Brownstown, and he is going to jump against Chase Jansen. Referee Bob Alexander gives the two fellas their final instructions. Tip is going to go, and that was actually Owen Kalisa. He tips it backwards into the backcourt, and running it down will be Barone. So Barone with it, works towards the right side, gets down to the right corner, kicks to Jansen. Jansen driving right side of the base of the lane, gets down almost to the baseline, throws the shot up, no good, goes over the basket. Rebound kicked around, Jansen going to end up with it, gets it top of the key to Kalisa, his three up and no good. Rebound for the Eagles, their first defensive rebound of the night. Graydon Wilhauer going to get in the hands of Dodge Wilms. Wilms, left side for Graydon Wilhauer. Holds it, gets it to Hewitt, top of the key, now swings it over left wing to Wilms. Wilms looking to drive in the loose handle of the ball. And he's able to get it before it goes out of bounds. Down in the corner, tries to get it out to Lau. Lau goes up and gets it over Jansen and almost thrown away. But running that down is Graydon Wilhauer. Looking to drive in. Pulls up, kind of hitting the sideways runner from the left elbow. And Graydon Wilhauer will get the Eagles on the board here as they take the early 2-0 lead, 7-5, to go in the first quarter. So 7 minutes now, 7:05. So we're at 55 seconds without our first basket. If you would have told me that, wouldn't expect that out of these two teams. It should be fairly, I think, it could be a pretty high-scoring game after seeing again Father McGivney play Monday night and Senator Brownstown play Monday night. Griffin's with the ball. Kalisa with it. Gets down to the left baseline. And he's trapped by Hewitt. Has to kick it out. Tries to get it to Jansen. It's going to be tipped away. Jack Wilhauer going to corral it. He gets on the floor and scoops that one up. Gets it out to John Wilms. Wilms across the timeline. Dribbles between the legs. Works towards his right. Gets to the right wing. Now he's going to pull up right baseline for the jumper up and no good. Rebound for the Griffins. Barone with it. Now looking to push up. Doesn't have numbers. Tries to drive in the lane anyway. Somehow gets a shot up. No good. And for the rebound, that is Kaiser. Puts it back up. No good. And then as he comes down, and they say he travels. And there's our first turnover of the game. And it's on Father McGivney. 2-0 is our score here in this one. 6:14 to go. First quarter between St. Edmund Brownstown and Father McGivney. Here again, first game of night number three at the Mulberry Grove FNB Community Bank Turkey Tournament. And now Wilm's going to be trapped there by Willenborg and Kalisa. And looks like I'm going to say that we have a tie-up. And they don't change the possession now. So it looks like maybe they're going to say that Father McGivney had a hand on the ball maybe and stepped out of bounds. The possession arrow stays in favor of the Eagles. Here's Benji Lau with it. He is on the right side. Gets it to Wilhauer. Wilhauer in the lane. His shot is going to be blocked. And chasing it down in the right corner is Wilms. Now Wilms going to have it taken away by Barone. So the first turnover of the game there for the Eagles. On the other end, here's Kalisa with it. Power dribble. Gets under Hewitt. Shot is going to be blocked. And Hewitt now going to come away with it. He's going to go one-on-two. Gets in line. Puts it up and good. Jaden Hewitt, his first bucket of the game. It's a 4-0 lead here for St. Elmo Brownstown. 4-0 lead for St. Elmo Brownstown over Father McGivney. And now Graydon Wilhauer almost had a takeaway. And chasing it down with Kaiser, but then Kaiser traveled with it, so it is going to be, regardless, a turnover for Father McGivney. First substitution of the game is going to see Henry Willenborg come out for the Griffins, and Landon Hall will check in for the first time. Eagles with the ball. Wilms, right side for Wilhauer. That's Graydon with it. Graydon works against Kalisa, gets in the hands of Hewitt, who's between the circles. Hewitt now looking to drive, gets to the bucket. He gets to the bucket and takes some contact, falls down. Nice job in there. He's going to get himself to the line as he continued through the contact, and that's something that that's kind of one of my pet peeves watching players sometimes is they look for the contact, but they don't try and work through the contact. And great job there getting to the bucket for Jaden Hewitt as he continued through the contact and did not get the basket, but he got himself to the line, was able to draw the foul because too many times, again, kids will – you know, they'll try and get to the contact, but not through it, and the referees won't follow the foul. So nice job to Hewitt there, textbook working through it. He will go to the line for two free throws. As Father McGivney going to call their first time in the game, it is a 30-second timeout, so we'll just go ahead and keep it right here. So when we come back, Jaden Hewitt going to go to the line, and that first foul of the game is going to go on the Griffin's call. So that is his first team first here in the first quarter. 4-0, the lead is St. Edmund Brownstown. 5:04 to go first quarter. Out of the timeout, here is Hewitt coming to the free throw line. Takes a deep breath. And his shot rattles and no good. So in and out goes that first free throw from Hewitt, but again, he does have another one coming up. Second free throw on the way for Hewitt is up. And this one a little hard off the back iron. Rebound going to go to the Griffins. Here is Barone coming away with it. He will get it left side for Kaiser. Kaiser, now Jansen top of the key with it. And we're going to have a foul there. I saw some jersey tugging going on there. They're going to call Jack Wilhauer for the foul, it looks like. And Jack will pick up his first, team first for the Eagles. So Jansen trying to spin away and kind of saw the jersey being pulled just a little bit. So they're going to get Wilhauer for the first foul. Each team with one. Here is Barone with it. Tries to get down to Jansen. Jansen working against Wilhauer and Lau spins. Puts up the fadeaway. No good. Benji Lau going to come down with the rebound. Outlet pass to Graydon Wilhauer, who will get it across the timeline. Graydon looking to work against Kalisa. Gets Tom to key Lau. Lau thought about three. Thought he's been taken. Instead, kicks it out to the left side. Wilhauer with it. That was Graydon. Gets it to Jack. Jack looking to drive towards the left baseline, and it's going to be hit out of bounds. And it puts Clouser or Father McGivney. Thought that went off of the Eagles, but Eagles will retain possession. They are underneath their own basket. So Graydon Wilhauer will get it in. Left corner to Lau. Lau gets it out to Wilms, who's on the left wing. They kick it to Graydon Wilhauer in the left corner. He brings it out, gets to Wilms between the circles. Now left elbow, Hewitt. Hewitt pulls it back to between the circles. As they're going to pull things out a little bit, reset the offense. With just over 4 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Graydon Wilhauer now looking to drive, tries to split the Griffin's defenders a little bit out of control there, so they're going to say he committed the foul, as they're going to get Graydon Wilhauer for the charge on that one. So with exactly 4 minutes to go here in the first quarter, it is a 4-0 lead for the Eagles. Father McGivney with the ball. Here's Barone in the corner, shot fake, and Finn took a 12-foot jumper, and Carson Barone has just got the Griffins on the board in this ball game and cut the Santa Brownstown lead down to 2. 4-2, the Eagles lead, 3:43 to go first quarter. Here is Hewitt with it. Just to the right of the top of the key, waits for things to set up, gets to Lau. Lau again thought about a three, but did not take it. Instead goes to Jack Wilhauer. Jack Wilhauer now for Graydon Wilhauer between the circles. Goes left side for Wilms. Wilms now to Hewitt, top of the key. Very patient are the Eagles right now, working that ball around. Hewitt had to spin away and get away from Kaiser. Now he's going to be wrapped up by Khalifa, and we're going to have a foul on the Griffin. Each team are going to have 2 fouls apiece, and now checking in is Will Rockers. He is going to replace he'll replace Kaiser. Starter still on the floor for St. Elmo Brownstown. Graydon Wilhauer gets it in for Lau. Lau for three, no good. Rattles no good. Rebound for the Griffins. That was Barone, who will take it up across timeline. He will kick it left side for Jansen. Jansen looking to drive. That shot was partially blocked there by Lau, who's going to come down with the rebound too, gets the outlet Wilms. After getting that outlet, Wilms streaking up the left side of the floor. And he is going to be double teamed. He's able to get it out left corner to Hewitt for three. Rattles no good. Hits off the rim and bounces out, and rebound going to come down in the hands of Barone for Father McGivney. 2:45 to go. First quarter, again, 4-2 lead for St. Elmo Brownstown. Griffins with the ball. As that is, Barone gets it in the hands of Khalifa, left wing. Khalifa works toward the top of the key, kicks it out right side for Rockers. Rockers now gets in the hands of Hall. Hall looking to drive, gets into the paint, kicks it out, left corner. And Khalifa going to drive, goes for the reverse layup and puts it in. First back to his game for Khalifa, and the Father McGivney Griffins have tied it up here at 4-piece with 2:17 to go in the first quarter. Instead, both these teams have potential to break out. Thought we could potentially see a high-scoring game, but with the defensive efforts we've seen so far, this actually may end up being a very tight, low-scoring affair. Eagles with the ball, is Lau with it. On left side, hands it off to Wilms. Wilms works to the left elbow, kicks it across the lane to Lau. Lau hits the cutting Jack Wilhauer. Spin gets away from the defender, puts the shot up, no good, a little short on that one. Rebound for Landon Hall with Father McGivney. He'll take it up the floor himself, gets to the free throw line, kicks it out to Rockers. Rockers between the circles, now for Hall between the circles. He gets it out to Khalifa, who was left wide open on the right wing, but his three is up and no good. Lau going to run that rebound down, and he'll hand it off to Wilms. So here is Dodge Wilms bringing it up the floor for the Eagles. He gets it left wing for Jack Wilhauer. Jack with it, going to get it over the top. Lau, Lau corrals it, fences up the fadeaway, and good. Benji Lau, the short fadeaway jumper on the left baseline, puts the Eagles back on top, 6-4 with 1:11 to go here in the first quarter. And now we're going to have a stoppage of play as they started to push the play up the floor, but they realized they had subs at the bench. So St. Elmo Brownstown will make their first substitutions of the game. Wilms and Jack Wilhauer are going to head out of the game. And we're going to have the Powell brothers, Ryan Powell and Lucas Powell, into the game. Also coming in is going to be number 13, Bentley Sanders. And so it's going to be Lau, Jack Wilhauer, Dodge Wilms taking a seat. So Bentley Sanders checks in. He is a 6'3 sophomore forward. Ryan Powell, 5'10 senior guard. And Lucas Powell, 5'11 senior forward. Father McGivney with the ball. We're under a minute to go now. 6-4 lead, 2% Emma Brownstown. Kaiser, right elbow jumper up and no good. Rebound for Hewitt. Hewitt has got Jansen all over him. He's able to get it out to Graydon Wilhauer, who will bring up and across the center timeline. Wilhauer on the center logo. Gets it right side for Lucas Powell. Lucas Powell going down through the block. Sanders has it kicked away from behind by Jansen, but Sanders going to run it down on the left wing. Now here is top of the key three. Graydon Wilhauer, nothing but the bottom of the net. So Graydon Wilhauer with 5 points here in the first quarter, and Santa Brownstown's lead is now 5 again. They're up 9-4 with 18 seconds to go first quarter. Bottom give me with the ball, 15 seconds to go now. Here's Barone, center logo, works to his left, now back to his right against Graydon Wilhauer, gets it over left wing. And Hall with it. Hall picks it up. 5 seconds. They get it over to Henry Willenborg. Willenborg into the lane. Kicks it out to Barone for three. No good. As well short with that. And Barone was wanting the foul on that one, but that was a solid box out by Powell there. And with that shot being no good by Father McGivney, we will stay at 9-4. So we end the first quarter with St. Omer Brownstown leading Father McGivney 9-4. We'll take a break. Come back with the second quarter for you here. As, again, you're listening to basketball action from the FNB Community Bank Mulberry Grove Thanksgiving Tournament on 107.1 FM WKRV, streaming live at VandaliaRadio.com.
Are you a contractor? If so, listen up. Hi, I'm Pat Click from McKellar Robertson McCarty & Click Insurance Agency in Vandalia. Our partner, Pekin Insurance, is known for providing the best contractor coverage in the area. They've thought of everything, from covering your facilities to protecting your tools and equipment while on the road, and even your employees. Ready to learn more? Call us at MRMC Insurance at 618-283-4200 and let us help build a Pekin Insurance portfolio that protects your business, your employees, and your livelihood.
Great news, Vandalia. Kinexus Fiber Internet is now live and installing your town with blazing fast speeds and ultra-reliable service. No more buffering, no more slow connections, just the internet you deserve. Streaming, gaming, working from home, do it all with fiber-fast Kinexus. To sign up or get more information, visit Kinexus.com. That's Kinexus.com or call 888-712-0177. That's 888-712-0177. Nothing connects us like Kinexus.
St. Elmer Brownstown with the ball to start this second quarter. And the three from the left wing going to be put up by Benji Lau. It is no good. So here's Father McGivney with the rebound. And we go to the other end of the court. Side of the key. Now Kaiser with it. Looks to drive right side of the lane. Goes up. Shot is no good. Comes down hard. And they're going to say that he was fouled. And I believe it's going to go against Benji Lau, and it does. That is Benji Lau's first foul of the ballgame. That is the first foul of the quarter for the Eagles. So that is Brendan Kaiser at the free throw line for Father McGivney. First free throw is up, and it is good. Second free throw on the way for Kaiser. It is up and good as well. So Kaiser will make both for the Griffins, and that's going to cut the St. Elmer Brownstown lead down to 3 as they're up now 9-6, 7.5 minutes to go first half. Here is Graydon Wilhauer with it. He uses center court logo. Works to his right, gets it. Right wing for Lucas Powell. Goes over the top to Sanders. It's going to be tipped away from behind by Hayden Apotheker, who checked into the game for the Griffins. It is Graydon Wilhauer, Lucas Powell, Ryan Powell, Benji Lau, and Bentley Sanders on the floor for St. Elmer Brownstown. It is going to be Chase Jansen, Owen Kalisa, Carson Barone, Hayden Apotheker, and Brendan Kaiser on the floor for the Griffins. Here's Graydon Wilhauer. Left wing goes up for three. It is no good. And then him and Ryan Powell come together. Powell got pushed and got under the feet of Wilhauer when he came down. So glad to see him. Both got up and ran it off and shot on the other end. It's going to go out of bounds. I couldn't tell if it was a shot or a pass with the trajectory. I may be able to say that word tonight, but it goes out of bounds, and Santa Brownstown gets the ball back with 7 minutes to go. Here's Sanders between the circles. He'll get it right side for Ryan Powell. Powell guarded closely by Kaiser, goes around the screen from brother Lucas, tries to get to the basket as he drove left side of the lane. No good. Was that drive as it was tipped away, and then coming away with his posture, he goes coast to coast, lays it up and good. The Father McGivney, and they've just cut the St. Elmer Brownstown lead down to 1 as the Eagles up now just 9-8 with 6.5 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Here's Graydon Wilhauer, center logo. Directs traffic a little bit. We'll get it left side for Sanders. Sanders over to Lau, and is Lau going to retrieve that ball? He is going to be fouled. That is going to be on Chase Jansen. And that is going to be his first of the game. That's going to be the first foul on the Griffins here in the second quarter. Substitutions for the Eagles is Dodge Williams, Jack Will Howard, Jaden Hewitt going to come back in the game, and Powell, and Sanders will head out. It's 21 to go here, second quarter. 9-8, the lead just won for the Eagles. And as I said, you know, before the game, in my opinion, this is going to decide the pool for this tournament. Who's going to be, I think this is going to determine who's going to go to the championship and who's going to go to the third place game, in my opinion, based on what I was able to see from the teams in the pool on Monday night. But as we know from last year and many years before, anything and everything can happen in this first week of the season and in this tournament, as we've seen some upsets before. So my prediction very, very well could be wrong. Here is Benji Lau at the line for two free throws. First one up and no good, but he does hit the second. So the lead for St. Elmo Brownstown will be two again as they lead 10-8 on the other end. We're going to have Benji Lau crashing hard into the wall. And again, not a lot of room on that baseline, on the far baseline here on the south end of the floor. And they're going to call him for his second foul of the game. That is the second foul on the Eagles here in the quarter. And that puts Owen Kalisa at the line for the first time tonight for the Griffins. First free throw is up and it is good. Substitution now is Bentley Sanders comes back into the game, and he is going to replace Lau. Second free throw upcoming from Kalisa here. And his second is up and good. So Owen Kalisa will make both, and we are tied up here at 10 apiece with 6:08 to go in this second quarter. Full court pressure is on by the Griffins. And as the Eagles try and push it up the right side of the court, it's going to be tipped out of bounds by the Griffins. So the Eagles now going to move up, and they're going to reset just outside of the right wing. Graydon Wilhauer is going to trigger the inbounds pass with just exactly 6 minutes on the clock showing. He gets it into Wilms. Wilms picks up his dribble, kicks it back to Wilhauer. Wilhauer, long three, right wing, good. Graydon Wilhauer, his second three of the game, and he puts the Eagles back on top 13-10 with 5:48 to go second quarter. Barone with it for the Griffins, kicks it left side for Kalisa. Kalisa now working against Hewitt, drives to the bucket, up and under. He's able to lay it in. And that closes it back to a one-point ball game. St. Elmo Brownstown leading 13-12 now. 5.5 minutes to go, second quarter. Now they find Hewitt wide open. Now he has two Griffins come over. He's able to split the defense, goes opposite side, lays it up and good. And Hewitt with 4 points for the Eagles, puts him back on top by three, 15-12. Now driving left baseline with it, looking for the floater with Landon Hall. It was no good. Went across the rim and was tipped out of bounds. They're going to say it went off the Eagles' last. So the Griffins will have it just in front of the St. Elmo Brownstown bench. Landon Hall and Hayden Apothecar will check out of the game. Henry Willenborg and Will Rockers will check back in. Willenborg with it. Now gets it to Rockers. Top of the key. Thought about driving. Instead picks up his dribble. Pushes it to the left of the top of the key. And Willenborg's three is up and no good, and then getting the rebound and putting it back up and in for the Griffins is Brendan Kaiser. And again, we're down to a one-point ball game, 15-14. And now the Griffins taking it away, but then the Eagles get it right back. And that one's going to be tipped out of bounds. The Eagles will reset underneath their own basket. Now it looks like we are going to have somebody check into the game. Looks like we were going to have Lau check in and then Fiesel. Looks like maybe he said something to Lau and or was going for somebody else. So Lau sits back down, and now we're going to have Lucas Powell at the table ready to check in instead. So Bentley Sanders trying to get to the bucket, and his shot's going to be up and no good. He gets himself to the free throw line. That foul is going to be on Brendan Kaiser, his first. That is now three in the quarter on the Griffins, and first shot is up and good by Sanders. Second one is up and no good. Sanders makes just one of two, and now the lead is two again for the Eagles, 16-14, 4:34 to go, second quarter. Rockers with it, kicks it left wing for the Griffins, looking to get to the elbow. is Willenborg spins, kicks it top of the key for Kaiser. Kaiser gets in the hands of Kalisa, gets to the free throw line, kicks it over to Kaiser. Now he gets it out, left wing for Barone. Spins, gets it in the hands of Rockers. Rockers three up and no good. Rebound going to be grabbed by Hewitt. Hewitt is able to get Willenborg off him and kick the outlet pass to Wilms. And now Wilms is going to get it to Graydon Wilhauer. Wilhauer for Hewitt. Hewitt on the right wing. Looks to work against Rockers. Gets in the hands of Graydon Wilhauer. He's able to shed the defense, and they're going to hit him again as they're going to call another charge on him. They're going to say that he extended the elbow. And so Graydon Wilhauer now just picked up his second foul of the game. Kind of laugh at that because I saw lots of elbows extended last night at the girls' game I was doing that I was covering with two of the same referees, and those referees let that go, and now the newer referee, or actually not the new, but different one they have, is the one that called it tonight. So it's just a, you know, depends who you have. Some egregious, when there's an egregious extending, they'll call it. If it's just a little one kind of like that because the defender's hanging literally all over them, practically in their shorts, to let that go. And in my opinion, that was kind of one of them where the hip was being rode around a screen. And... but I digress. Here is Kalisa with it for the Griffins. She's able to get through a crowd, puts it up and in, and now we are tied up again, 16-16. And now Ryan Powell with the three left corner, big box out there, knocked him back and out of bounds, but nothing called on that one. And now the long outlet on the rebound gets down to Willenborg. And Willenborg going to put it up and in, and that's going to be the first lead of the game for the Griffins as Santa Maria Brownstown trails for the first time here, 18-16. That's going to lead to a timeout. And that's going to be a 30. We'll go ahead and take one as well here on WTRV.
When the market changes, your financial advisor should be partnering with you. If you haven't heard from yours in a while, maybe it's time for a second opinion with Scott Kramer at FNB Financial Advisors. He believes that communication is key, especially when it comes to managing risk and safeguarding your financial future. Have questions? Give certified financial planner Scott Kramer a call at FNB Financial Advisors to talk about how you can partner together to pursue your financial goals. Call Scott at 618-283-5211.
So 18-16, Sonoma Brownstown trailing for the first time here in this game by 2 points with 3:16 to go in the second quarter. Eagles have the ball coming out of the timeout. Again, that full court press staying on by the Griffins, and it worked this time as they're able to get it away. As Hall going to come away with it. And as they work it down, two Rockers going to have a whistle and a foul on the Eagles. And they're going to say that that is on Dodge Wilms. That is his first. That is the fourth on the Eagles here in the quarter. 3:05 remaining, second quarter, 18-16. Santa Brownstown trails by two. And Kaiser just backing the Eagles up into the paint. But he spins his short jumper up and no good. Rebound for SED. Ryan Powell comes away with it. Gets it to brother Lucas. Lucas drives in, shot up no good. Ryan's going to grab it, kicks it out to Jace Gillespie, who's in the game. He has it tipped away, but there's Hewitt to pick it up. And a little short free throw jumper by Hewitt's up and good. He's got six in the game, and we are tied up again here, 18-18. And on the other end for the Griffins, we're going to have a turnover as Barone spins with the ball, picks it up, spins, and he's going to shuffle the feet, and you can't shuffle that pivot foot, and he's called for the travel. Turnover for the Griffins. Gives the Eagles the ball back with 2.5 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Glissy with it. Puts the defenders quickly, gets it to Wilms. Wilms on the right wing. Picks up his dribble, gets it down on the baseline side to Lucas Powell. Gets under the basket, kicks it out to brother Ryan in the left corner. Ryan looks to drive, goes up and under for the opposite. He gets to the opposite side as he saw the defender collapsing. His shot is up and no good. There is Lucas Powell for the rebound. And then he is going to be tied up underneath the basket. Possession arrow is in favor of the Eagles, so it is going to be Lucas Powell getting it in for the Eagles. Goes up over the top to Gillespie. Gillespie gets it right side for Ryan Powell. Now center circle. Here is Gillespie with it. He's going to kick it over left wing. for Lucas South. Now down on the block is Gillespie. Gillespie fights around Jansen. Shot's going to be up, no good. Fights for the rebound. And we're going to have another tie-up. It's going to be between Gillespie and Jansen. The possession arrow this time is in favor of Father McGivney, so we'll head the opposite direction here on the court. 18-18, we're still tied. Minute 56 to go here, second quarter. Father McGivney with the ball. Santa Brownstown led by five at the end of the first quarter, but the Griffins have come on with their scoring here in the second. Now here is Verone spins and tries to put the shot up. It's going to be blocked, and they're going to say the foul was committed by Jaden Hewitt. That is just his first foul of the game. That is foul number five for the Eagles as they are at the limit for the quarter. And now Jack Wilhauer going to check in for Hewitt. And it looks like Hewitt maybe got scraped or something. Looking at maybe a little bit of blood on the hand or something, so they had to bring him out, looks like. By the way, he was kind of pointing and holding. Well, Mason Schaub going to check in for the Eagles. So it is Jack Wilhauer, Jace Gillespie, Mason Schaub, Ryan Powell, Lucas Powell on the floor for the Eagles. Carson Barone at the line for two free throws. First is up and no good. Second one is up and good. So with that free throw, Father McGivney regains the lead, 19-18. And now we're going to have a turnover on the Eagles. As Ryan Powell trying to get around the Griffins, the defender coming up the right side of the court will step on the sideline. So it is going to be turnover. And the Eagles will give the Griffins the ball back. Minute 37 to go here, second quarter. Barone with it, gets in the hands of Jansen. Jansen's going to hook the head of Jack Wilhauer. And Coach Fiesel in the referee's ear about that one. He's standing right in front of him. And they are going to call the foul on Jack Wilhauer after he just pretty much had a headlock put on him. Jansen just taking the arm and wrapping up the head of Wilhauer, and instead they call Wilhauer for the foul, and they put Jansen at the line. First free throw is up and no good by Jansen, though. That is the second foul of the game on Wilhauer. Six of the quarter on the Eagles. Hewitt back into the game now. So it is Hewitt, Gillespie, Schaub, Powell, and Powell on the floor for the Eagles. Minute 33 to go, second quarter. Second free throw on the way from the Father McGivney. Forward Chase Jansen. He will make the second. And so it is now a two-point lead for the Griffins over the Eagles, 20-18 with a minute 33 to go, second quarter. Hayden Apotheker checks into the game. He checks in for the shooter, Chase Jansen. Here's Jace Gillespie with it for the Eagles. Has it tipped away. Has to go and get it. Gets in the hands of Lucas Powell. Gets around the Griffins defender. Gets it up. Right corner for Hewitt. Hewitt looking to drive. We have a trap and a tie-up, and the Griffins are all over Hewitt. Somehow fights through. Puts the shot up. No good. And now here is Brendan Kaiser with the rebound. And a lot of bodies knocking around, and Lucas Powell kind of got underneath him after he was kind of bounced around. And just some tough fouls being called on the Eagles here in this one, as he kind of had nowhere to go because it was just a little bit of an out-of-control scrum underneath the basket. And so Lucas Powell gets the tough left foul called on him. So here is Brendan Kaiser at the line for the Griffins. First one is up, and it is good. Second free throw on the way from Kaiser, up and no good, so he will make one of two. And that's going to give the Griffins a three-point lead, 21-18, with a minute 10 to go here in this first half. Here's Gillespie with it. Center circle gets in the hands of Hewitt, just left of the top of the team. He will get it in the hands of Lucas Powell. Lucas Powell for Ryan Powell. He's over on the right wing, gets now top of the key for Schaub. Schaub, free throw line for Hewitt, and now we're going to have a pushing foul. And it is going to be on the Griffins, and it's going to be on Owen Felisa. So Felisa picks up his second foul of the game, fourth Griffins foul of the quarter. He's going to check out now as Willem Borg checks back in for the Griffins. Eagles with the ball under their basket, trading to Wilhauer back into the game for Santa Brownstown. He has it left wing, gets it center circle for Gillespie. 48 seconds to go. Gillespie, right wing for Lucas Powell. And Lucas Powell's going to have it taken away from him. And it was Kaiser. Powell held it in front of him, and Kaiser just tipped away and grabbed it and got it in the hands of Barone. Barone center circle. Gets the left side for Willem Borg. Now it's out of the key for Apotheker. Apotheker gets it down low as Kaiser able to leave his man, and his shot's going to be up and no good. Rebound's going to go out of bounds. We're going to say it was off of the Eagles, so clock will stop with exactly 26 seconds to go here in the second quarter. 21-18, St. Emma Brownstown trailing Father McGee by three. Now Ryan Powell going to check back into the game. He will check in for Graydon Wilhauer. With 26 seconds to go here in the first half. Bentley Sanders now going to check back in. He will check in for Mason Chopp. So the Eagles with their subs in now. And we're set to go again. Barone going to look to get it in, and it's going to be kicked by Ryan Powell. So we will reset on the baseline. So Griffins will reset their personnel. And Ted Barone has taken it out. He goes to the top of the key, gets the inbound pass, puts it a three, no good. Follows his own shot, gets the rebound, it's no good. And it's going to be Lucas Powell coming away with it as he tried to escape the crowd. He is going to be fouled. And that's going to be the fifth foul this quarter on the Griffins. And it goes against Caden Apotheker, his first of the game. So it is going to be Lucas Powell heading to the free throw line for St. Elmo Brownstown. Again, they trail 21-18 with 14.4 seconds to go here in the second quarter. First free throw on the way from Lucas Powell. Rattles and pops out. Powell does have another one upcoming. And the next free throw again, same thing, rattles and comes out. Sanders going to get the rebound, though, and he's able to clear the traffic and puts it back up no good as Griffin just kind of backed off for a second, but his shot was up no good, went to go get his own rebound, and then he was fouled. And so Bentley Sanders will go to the line for the second time tonight. And that foul is going to be on Landon Hall, his second of the game for the Griffins, who now have seven in the quarter. First free throw hit hard on the back of the rim, kind of sits and then rolls in. And saw Sanders kind of breathe, smile and breathe a sigh of relief as he shakes his head. Looks like he can't believe his luck on that one. His second free throw is upcoming. A little softer on this one, but it's going to roll in and out. And it will stay a two-point lead for Father McGivney after Sanders only able to make one or two free throws there for the Eagles. And 2 seconds. Barone with it. Puts up the Hail Mary shot, and it's going to be in at the buzzer. So Father McGivney, Carson Barone will hit a three at the buzzer. And so St. Elmo Brownstown looks like they were going to head to the locker room down two. Instead, they head to the locker room down five, 24-19 here at halftime. So 24-19, St. Elmo Brownstown trailing Father McGivney at halftime here in this first game of the evening at the FNB Community Bank Mortgage Grove Thanksgiving Tournament. We will take a break. When we come back, we'll take a look at our halftime statistics and talk a little bit more about the rest of the night here. As again, you're listening to Basketball Action on 107.1 FM WKRV, streaming live at VandaliaRadio.com and on the Vandalia Radio app.
Timmerman & Company, certified public accountants at 105 South 4th Street in downtown Vandalia, is a full-service accounting firm, and they focus on small businesses and their owners, providing all the tax and accounting services they'll ever need. Contact them today, 283-2371. That's 283-2371 to learn how they can serve you and your business. That's Timmerman & Company, certified public accountants at 105 South 4th Street in downtown Vandalia. Call them at 283-2371. That's 283-2371.
Looking for custom apparel and promotional products that make a lasting impression? Silkworm Inc. has been making first impressions last since 1981. For over 40 years, businesses, schools, and organizations have trusted Silkworm to deliver exactly what they need when they need it. Quality orders delivered on time with awesome customer service. That's the Silkworm promise. Whether you need t-shirts, caps, bags, or any promotional items, Silkworm has you covered. Call Silkworm today at 1-800-826-0577. That's 1-800-826-0577. Or visit us at silkworminc.com. Silkworm Inc., making first impressions last since 1981.
Hi, this is Monica Chandler from Wilms & Associates. For all your home, auto, business, and life insurance needs, please give me a call at 283-0120 or stop by our office at 411 West Gallatin Street in Vandalia. As an independent agency, we represent several highly rated insurance companies, and we work for you. That's one reason why we are the agency that sets the standard.
Got some property to take care of? Let Kubota help you out. Known worldwide as a leading seller of compact tractors and diesel utility vehicles, Kubota has the equipment to help get your work done. With a variety of tractors and a range of horsepower options, Kubota delivers the efficiency, power, and comfort to handle light construction, landscape work, and chores on the farm. Take on your toughest jobs with a Kubota. See your local dealer today.
See your local Kubota dealer, Bluff Equipment, on Route 40 in Bluff City.
DePaulo's Floor Covering and Home Decorating Center is your number one source for all things floors. They're dedicated to providing a wide variety of the best products. They have American-made, natural, and sustainable products, and they offer full installation with all preparation and finish work included for all carpets, floors, and countertops. You can visit them at 1830 West Fletcher in Vandalia, along Route 140 in Greenville, or you can also find them on Facebook. That's DePaulo's Floor Covering and Home Decorating Center. Top-notch food and great service. That's what you're going to get at Murray's Steakhouse in downtown Vandalia. Murray's has great steaks, and they also offer seafood, burgers, and much more. Murray's is also available wherever you are. You can dine in at 112 North 6th Street in Vandalia. You can order on their website at murraysrestaurantllc.com or on DoorDash. And always remember to check out their Facebook page for special offers. So for a great steak or whatever you're craving, your best stop is Murray's Steakhouse in downtown Vandalia.
Sloan Implement at 2617 West Main Street in Vandalia is your John Deere dealer. For a new John Deere or for parts or service, stop by and see them on West Main Street in Vandalia or give them a call at 283-4305. That's 283-4305 for Sloan Implement, your John Deere dealer in Vandalia. At Sloan Implement in Vandalia, growing strong since 1931.
24-19, San Emil Brownstown trails Father McGivney here at halftime of this first game of the evening at the Mulberry Grove Thanksgiving tournament. San Emil Brownstown, as I said, they took a 9-4 lead in the first quarter. They actually led 4-0. Father McGivney was able to cut it in half, 4-2, and then tied things up at 4. And then the Eagles were able to go on that 5-0 run later in that first quarter to get to a 9-4 lead. And then in the second quarter, it would be a 20-10 run by Father McGivney. They were able to hit some buckets, and they also got themselves to the free throw line as San Emil Brownstown. And each team had 7 fouls in the quarter, but for Father McGivney, they got to the line and they hit 7 of 10 free throws. 7 of their 20 points coming from the free throw line, and then they were able to hit a 3 and hit some key buckets on the opposite end of the floor to help them get that 5-point lead after trailing by 5 at the end of the first quarter. So we stand in 24-19 here at halftime with San Juan Brownstown trailing. Father McGivney taking a look at our scoring so far in this one. First off, for Father McGivney, Owen Kalisa is leading them with 8 points. Carson Barone, 6 points. Brendan Kaiser has 5 points. 2 points apiece for Hayden Apotheker and Henry Willenborg. And then Chase Jansen with just 1 point so far for Father McGivney. On the other side for San Emil Brownstown, they're being led right now by Graydon Wilhauer. He's got 8 points. Jaden Hewitt with 6 points. Benji Lau has 3 points. And Bentley Sanders, 2 points for San Emil Brownstown. Big thing in the second quarter there, of course, as I said, the 20-10 run by Father McGivney. In that, 5 turnovers by San Emil Brownstown. They had 6 in the first half, but 5 of those 6 came in that second quarter. While on the other side, 4 turnovers for Father McGivney. They were split 2-2. Between the first and the second quarter. This is the first of 3 games we will have for you here tonight from this Mulberry Grove Thanksgiving Tournament, again, sponsored by FNB Community Bank. In our next game coming up, it will be Ramsey and Mount Olive. They are both 0-1 here in the tournament so far in pool play. Mount Olive and Ramsey were off the very first night of play, so they played their first games last night with Ramsey falling to South Central by 10, 59-49, and Mount Olive lost to Mary Rowe Christian, 79-31. So Ramsey and Mount Olive are going to be looking for their first wins And then wrapping things up tonight at 8:15, and it will be the host, Mulberry Grove Aces, taking on Lebanon. And Lebanon, 0-2, will be looking for their first win as they fell to Santa Maria Brownstown on night number one on Monday, 74-55, and then fell to Providence McGivney, 52-23 last night. For Mulberry Grove, they are 0-1 in the tournament. They lost to Father McGivney 70-45 on Monday night before having last night off. So, again, the last two games of this evening will be four teams who are all going to be battling to try and pick up their first wins of the season and of tournament full play. So in this one, again, it is 24-19 as St. Elmo Brownstown lost their five-point lead they had after the first. And they now trail by five here at halftime to the Father McGivney Griffins. Again, this is the last game of full play for Father McGivney as they are 2-0. This is just the second one for St. Elmo Brownstown. So Father McGivney will be done after tonight till Saturday's place game. And for St. Elmo Brownstown, they will have one more game coming up on Friday night. It's 24-19 here in this one as St. Elmo Brownstown trails the Father McGivney Griffins. We're going to step away for another quick break. When we come back, we'll be set to get that third quarter for you underway here in this one as you're listening to basketball action from the F&B Community Bank Mulberry Grove Thanksgiving Tournament on 107.1 FM WKRV, streaming live, VandaliaRadio.com, and on the Vandalia Radio app.
Dynamic Dental Group in Vandalia is a group of dental care professionals dedicated to providing the most comprehensive dental and braces care in the area. Dynamic Dental Group uses state-of-the-art technology and the newest treatment options available, and they offer treatment customized to each individual patient. Dr. Brad Dunn and his team provide the great care that you've come to expect from Dynamic Dental Group. That's Dynamic Dental Group at 2102 West Randolph in Vandalia. You can call them at 283-4900. That's 283-4900, or visit them online at dynamicdentalil.com. That's Dynamic Dental Group in Vandalia.
Winter weather is upon us. Don't wait until the coldest morning of the year to find out your heating system has gone out. Get it serviced now by Hunter Appliance Heating and Air in Vandalia. Hunter Appliance services all makes and models of heating systems. And if yours won't make it through another winter, they can get you set up with a new one. Just call 283-3224. That's 283-3224 for Hunter Appliance Heating and Air in Vandalia.
Get a great meal 7 days a week at Mary Ann's Restaurant at 710 West Orchard in Vandalia. Mary Ann's has daily lunch specials. They also have their famous fried chicken on both Friday and Sunday. Mary Ann's is open 8 to 1 on Monday, 6 to 2 Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 6 to 7 on Friday, 6 to 1 on Saturday, and 8 to 2 on Sunday. That's great food anytime, Mary Ann's Restaurant at 710 West Orchard in Vandalia.
Credit for them. So 24-19, talking to new athletic director Rick Allen here at Mulberry Grove about his daughter playing for the Ramsey Mulberry Grove Lady Rams last night. Had to tell him a compliment that she was called a beast on the floor by opposing coaches. Always got to carry that on. I love hearing that as a broadcaster, being able to tell parents the good things coaches are saying about him. Here's Santa Maria Brownstown with the ball to start the half, and Hewitt's going to put the shot up. It's no good along the baseline, but there's Vinji Lau, gets the rebound, puts it back up. No good. Rebound's going to fall down in the hands of the Griffins. So Carson Barone going to bring it up and get to the right side for Kalisa. Kalisa, top of the keeper. Barone thought about three, instead gets to the elbow, picks up his dribble, kicks it out left side for Willenborg. Now Willenborg going to be replaced on the left wing by Barone, and he gets a little space and pull up for the left elbow jumper. No good. Rebound from Willenborg as he tries to get the outlet pass away. It's going to be tipped and stolen away by Lau. He gets to Graydon Wilhauer. Graydon goes driving in, puts a shot up from just outside the lane, looks to kind of put up the floater, and they're going to have our first foul of this half as Graydon Wilhauer is going to go to the free throw line for the Eagles, and that is going to be Brendan Kaiser taking up the first foul of the quarter four. The Griffins, that is his second of the game, and the first free throw from Graydon Wilhauer is up, and it is good. The next free throw up, and it's good as well. So Graydon Wilhauer will make both, and that's going to cut Father McGivney Griffins' lead down to 3, 24-21, with just over 7 minutes to go, third quarter. Here is McGivney with it. Barone Top of the key, now looking to drive left side of the lane. Tries to go up and under, flips it up, no good. Rebound's going to be fought for. And Willenborg and Hewitt. Battling for it, Willenborg comes away, shot no good. Rebound for the Griffins, they kick it out and around. And it ends up in the hands of Kalisa. Top of the key, gets in the lane, spins, puts the shot up, no good. And it's going to be Graydon Wilhauer grabbing the rebound. And you get the outlet to Wilms, he'll bring across the timeline. Wilms, center circle for Graydon Wilhauer. Again, 6.5 minutes now. Third quarter, 24-21. Eagles trail the Griffins by three. Free throw line. Hewitt shot. Fake gets in the lane. Puts it up off the board and good. Nice little kiss off the backboard by Hewitt. He's able to lay that one up and in. And Central Brownstown now trails by just one, 24-23, 6:15 to go. Third quarter. Now Barone with it. Looking to drive. Hands it off to Willenborg. Willenborg gets to the top of the key. Pass it over. Kalisa left wing looking to drive. And Kalisa able to go untouched and till the last second, and enough disruption there by the Eagles. The shot was up and no good. And now we're going to have a turnover. The Eagles are going to push it up, and it was stolen away by the Griffin. Here's Kaiser with it, looking to drive. Puts it up and over his shoulder, and good. He's got 7 points in the game. And the Griffins lead is back up to three, and now we're going to have an official timeout. And Dodge Williams trying to get their free the ball. He's telling him, I hear shoot. Big confusion there for a second, because Williams going to make sure he was ready to catch the ball before he bent down to tie his shoes. But after that official timeout, we're ready to go again. And we've got 5:40 to go here in this third quarter. Again, Santa Brown time trailing by three. Now here's another steal by the Griffins. This one is Jansen Hill. Take it all the way in, lays it up and good. And now the Eagles trail again after they cut it down to a one-point deficit. Now they trail again by five. Long three, left wing by Will Howard's up and no good. Rebound going to be tipped around and coming away with it. It is the Griffins, long outlet pass from Barone up to Kalisa. Kalisa shot fake, enough to get the Eagles to fly by and then puts it up and in. And the Griffins lead the Eagles by 7, 30-23, and we will have a timeout by Sanibel Brownstown. Sanibel Brownstown now trailing by 7, and they're going to want a timeout. They're going to take a 30-second timeout. All right, the Eagles will just go ahead and keep it right here on this one. As Bobby McGivney has come out, and they have had the advantage here in the quarter, 6-4. So what was a 5-point deficit to start this half? It is now a 7-point deficit for the Eagles, as again they trail 32-23. 5:09 to go, third quarter. Kind of expecting and hoping to see, you know, a quick pace, high scoring, close game, and instead, we're getting the opposite. We're getting a lower scoring. It was a close game. Now it's opened up to a 7-point game, and I still consider that close to the single digits. So we'll see what the next quarter and a half holds here in this one. It's Benji Lau with it. He's got it on the left block. Spins, sets up the little fadeaway. No good. Rebound for the Griffin. Barone with it across the timeline. Kind of directs traffic a little bit. He is just outside the right wing. Goes around the screen from Jansen. Picks up a dribble free throw line. Gets it left side. For Kalisa. Kalisa now looking to drive. He's going to pull up at the right elbow and hits that short elbow jumper. And that is 12 points in the game for it. Kalisa's lead is now 32-23. Send him around town. Trails the Griffins by 9. Hewitt free throw line. Spins away from the defender. Kaiser gets to the bucket. And he puts it up off the glass again. And Jaden Hewitt now with double-digit scoring. He's at 10 points. And he just cut the Eagles' deficit down to 7:32-25. Now here's a three from Jansen. Top of the key up and no good. Rebound for the Eagles. That was Lau pulling it down. He's going to bring it up to court himself. Gets it over into the right corner to Wilhauer. Jack Wilhauer for the three. A little short with that. Goes off the front of the rim, and Kaiser pulling away the rebound. Gets it to Barone. Barone spins in the lane. Now he's going to kick it out to Kaiser, who's down the right corner across the baseline. Kaiser tried to get it over into the left corner to Willenborg, but it was tipped away by the Eagles and out of bounds. Now, substitution. Landon Hall going to check back in for Father McGivney. He will replace the aforementioned Willenborg. Ryan Powell going to check into the game for the Eagles, and he replaced Dodge Wills. So Ryan Powell, Graydon Wilhauer, Jack Wilhauer, Jaden Hewitt, Benji Lau on the floor for the Eagles. And now the inbounds pass is going to be tipped away by Lau. So we will move from one sideline to the other. and they'll get it in to Kaiser. Kaiser, nice little move in the lane. He's able to get himself to the rack, but his shot is up and no good. And Eagles with the rebound. Lau with it. Gives some hands to Wilhauer. Wilhauer back to Lau for a deep three. Rattles and doesn't fall, but there's Ryan Powell to grab the rebound. Kicks it out to Graydon Wilhauer for three. Up and no good. Bounce off the rim and going to come down is Kaiser with it. And then Kaiser started to fall down, kind of had to let go of the ball so he wouldn't travel. And Jack Wilhauer going to fall out, diving on the floor for that one. And he kind of hopped on it and then slid a little bit. I think they're going to say that he slid a little bit too far and touched the sideline. While he had the ball, so the Griffins will get it back. 3:13 to go, third quarter. 32-25, Venom around sound. Trailing Father McGivney by seven. Now free throw line, jumper. Jansen will hit nothing but literally the bottom of the net and go out of bounds. So on that, not quite an air ball, but almost an air ball. The Eagles will get the ball back. With 3:04 to go here, third quarter. Jack Wilhauer will check out of the game. And now we'll have the other pal, Lucas Powell, check back in. There's Hewitt with it. Top of the key, looks drive left side of the lane. And got to the left side, kind of faded away slightly on that jumper, a little bit too much on it, goes over the rim. Rebound for the Griffin. And now it's Hall looking to drive with it. He went to dribble it off of his foot, and I think they're going to say that it somehow caught a little bit of Powell as well. Powell smiling, kind of shaking his head like, I didn't feel nothing. But that is going to change the mind of the official as the Griffins will get the ball. And underneath, Lehman Hall going to get it in to Jansen, who will put it up and good. And Jansen now with 5 points for the Griffins. It is a 9-point deficit again for the Eagles as they trail. Fodden giving 34-25. Benji Lau with it. He's down on the right block. His shot is going to be tipped away by Foster. He's able to crowd it, put the shot up again. No good. And during the rebound process, as it was being tipped around for, it looks like they're going to call Jaden Hewitt for the foul. And that's going to be the first foul of the quarter for the Eagles. And that's the second foul of the game for Jaden Hewitt. Jaden Hewitt needing to tie his shoes. Now we're set to go. Substitution for Father McGivney. After a brief break, Carson Brown comes back in after Will Rockers has replaced him for a breather. Full court pressure on by Sanibel Brownstown. Carson Brown able to get past the timeline after being guarded closely by Ryan Powell. He gets a little bit of room, gets to the baseline, and now they're going to say that Ryan Powell committed the foul. Back into the quarter by the Eagles. Bob McGivney will have the ball underneath their basket. Here's Barone looking to trigger the inbound pass. Gets it up over the top to Jansen. Jansen over to the left wing for Landon Hall. He'll take the three. No good off the back iron. And then we're going to have a foul on the box out as Apotheker. You know, there's not over-the-back fouls, but a situation where somebody's boxing you out and you decide to jump over them and you foul them. That, you know, you don't have over-the-back fouls, but essentially that was an over-the-back foul because your body was all over there. Here's the three up and no good by Hewitt. And Father McGivney going to come away with a rebound. That's always one of those things that drives me nuts in basketball season is that technically it's a pushing foul. It's not over the back foul. It's a pushing foul. And that's, tell you what, I could have some steak dinners if somebody gave me a dollar for every time I heard that just so far in the first 2 weeks of the season. Father's going to give me with it and getting to the left elbow, Barone. So we're going to have a whistle and a foul, and they're going to say that Father McGivney set, I believe, in a legal screen. And that was Hayden Apotheker that just called for that. That is his third foul. That is the third foul on Father McGivney here in the quarter. So Potter, we're going to take a seat with a minute 15 to go here in the third. Eagles with the ball. Hewitt with it. He's between the circles. Gets it in the hands of Lucas Powell. Lucas Powell for Ryan Powell now. Gets it to a slashing Lau just inside the left elbow. And he gets to the basket and puts up the short jumper from just inside the left block. He's not able to connect, though. And then on the rebound, we're going to have a whistle and a foul, and it looks like it's going to be on the Griffins. That is going to be their fourth foul of the quarter. And this is going to be against Chase Jansen, and that is his third. Now Chase Jansen going to take a seat for the Griffins as well. Eagles with it. Here's Ryan Powell trying to get it out to Hewitt, and Hewitt just barely saves it before going out of bounds. Somehow is able to hold on his tippy toes and get it in the hands of Wilhauer. Graydon Wilhauer is the center logo with it. With 45 seconds to go here in the third. 34-25. Eagles still trailing by nine. Graydon Wilhauer now looking to drive, and he's going to be hip-checked by Felisa there. Police kind of asking what he's doing. Official tell him you can't just keep slide over and hit check. So it is going to be a foul, and that is the fifth foul on the Griffins here in the quarter. So that puts Graydon Wilhauer to line for two. First free throw from Graydon up, and he will make the first. Now the substitution for the Griffins is Willen Borg going to come in for Kalisa, who just picked up his third foul. Stanley Sanders checked into the game for the Eagles. He replaced Benji Lau. So it is going to be Ryan Powell, Lucas Powell, Bentley Sanders, Graydon Wilhauer, and Jade Hewitt on the floor. And Graydon will make his second free throw. He's 4-for-4 from the line tonight. He cuts the San Juan deficit down to 7. 34-27. They trail 5 in the beginning with 35 seconds to go, third quarter. Barone with it, guarded tightly by Graydon Wilhauer. Gets a little bit of room, drives the lane. Now pulls back out and gets the hands of Hall. Hall goes left side for Willenborg. 23 seconds. Willenborg back to Barone. Barone looking to drive, gets the free throw line. Eagles collapse on him, has to kick it out. It's almost taken away by Ryan Powell, but able to come away with it was Kaiser. He gets it left side for Barone. 12 seconds to go, third quarter. Barone double teamed by Powell and Wilhauer. Gets it in the hands of Hall, and then Hall going to be fouled by Lucas Powell. Lucas Powell coming over trying to trap Hall as he went for that ball. And Lucas going to be called for the foul. That is just his second of the game. That is the third in the quarter on the Eagles. Jack Wilhauer now going to check into the game. He replaces Graydon Wilhauer. Again, it is Powell, Powell, Hewitt, Sanders, and Jack Wilhauer on the floor. For St. Emma Brownstown, clock stop, 7.7 seconds to go. 34-27, they trail 5 in the beginning by 7. Barone gets the inbound pass, gets to the left side, kicks it to Jansen. Jansen, not watching the clock, he's able to spin and put the shot up, but it is not in time. It is also off the mark. So we will end this third quarter with St. Emma Brownstown trailing 5 in the beginning. 34-27. San Juan Brownstown trailing Father McGivney here after three quarters play. And this one, we'll take a break, come back with a fourth quarter for you here from the F&B Community Bank Mulberry Grove Thanksgiving Tournament on 107.1 FM WKRV, streaming live, VandaliaRadio.com and on the Vandalia Radio app.
Roll on into Rock Bottom Tire, your hometown tire experts. Worn out tires? Don't risk your safety. At Rock Bottom Tire, they've got the top brands, fast installation, and prices that live up to their name. Also, Rock Bottom Tire is an authorized MileStar dealer. Remember, MileStar tires come with a road hazard warranty for the first 50% of tread-free that most tire brands don't offer. Right now, Rock Bottom Tire is offering 10% off to all military and first responders. So stop by Rock Bottom Tire on Jeanette Drive in Vandalia or call 618-699-5535 today. Don't wait for a blowout. Drive safe, save big. That's Rock Bottom Tire on Jeanette Drive in Vandalia or call them at 618-699-5535.
Sarah Brownstown with some work to do here in the fourth quarter as they trail Father McGivney by 7-34-27. 34-27. And we're around some trailing Father McGivney, and the Griffins are going to have the ball to start this fourth quarter. Thrown with it. Works against Wilhauer. Lau spins away, gets in the hands of Kaiser Hill, hits the free throw line jumper, and the Eagles now trail again by 9, 36-27. 36-27, and we're around some trailing Father McGivney, 7:35 to go here. And the fourth quarter, free throw line jumper for Hewitt as well off the mark to the left. Wilhauer trying to save it back in bounds. Jack is going to save it right in the hands of Chase Jansen from Father McGivney. So Barone now with it. Across the timeline, directs traffic a little bit. Moves to his right, comes back to the top of the key now, hands it off to Kaiser. Kaiser now for Willenborg. Willenborg looking to drive, tucks it under his elbow, now gets it back to the left wing. Kaiser picks it up, free throw line, gets it out to Jansen. Jansen holding above his head, now works to the center circle. gets over to the right wing, working against Jack Wilhauer, now looking to drive and have a whistle and a foul. And I believe Jack Wilhauer is going to pick up his third foul. And he does. So Jack Wilhauer going to be whistled for his third foul. That's the first team foul on Sanibel Brownstown here in the quarter. 6:57 to go here in this ballgame. 36-27, Sanibel Brownstown trails Father McGinney by 9. Griffin's with the ball. They get it over the top to the right wing to Barone. He comes top of the key, gets over. Left wing, Chase Jensen for 3, rolls around and out, and no good. Benji Lau with the rebound for the Eagles. Out with pass to Graydon Wilhauer. Graydon, right wing. Now looking to drive, tries to push the defenders. Now fade away up along the baseline, no good. Rebound for the Griffin. That's been a big issue for the Eagles tonight. Too many one and done. That has not a lot of offensive rebounds, it seems like, for the Eagles here in this game. So Father McGinney able to get those defensive rebounds and hold the Eagles to just one shot, especially here in the second half. The Eagles staying in that man-to-man defense on the Griffin. They work it around, does Father McGinney. They get Kalisa in the lane as he goes up for the shot. Benji Lau trying to come over and contest that shot, and looks like he's going to be called for his third foul of the game, and he is Benji Lau with 3 fouls now. That is the second foul on the Eagles here in the fourth quarter. That shooting foul puts Owen Kalisa at the line for 2. His first free throw is up and it is good. And Brownstown now trailing 37-27. So the Eagles trail by 10, 6:11 to go. Owen Kalisa at the line for the Griffin. Second free throw is up and it is good, so he makes both. And it is now an 11-point deficit for the Eagles as they trail 38-27, 6:07 to go in this ballgame. Dodge Wilms back into the game for the Eagles. Gets it to Graydon Wilhauer. Graydon Wilhauer for Lau works into the paint, gets to the basket. Can't finish on that one, though. Rebound for the Griffins. That was Willenborg, who's going to get it to Barone. Barone pushing it up to Kalisa. A lot of room there. Jump, stop, shot, fake. Goes up for the shot and got Lau off of his feet. Now Benji Lau going to pick up his fourth foul just about 20 seconds after he picked up his third. As he's got 4 in the game now, and that's 3 team fouls on the Eagles here in the fourth quarter. So Kalisa back to the line. His free throw is up and good. So he is 5 of 5 from the line tonight. Jace Gillespie now going to check in the game for the Eagles to replace Lau, who again just picked up his fourth foul. So Owen Clace at the line for the Father McGinney Griffins. They lead by 12, 39-27. That free throw up and no good by Kalisa, but a rebound by Kaiser. Gets the hands of Jansen. Jansen now for Willenborg. He'll take a 3 up and good. So Henry Willenborg with the 3 from the left wing, and Samuel Brownstown suddenly finds themselves trailing Father McGinney by 15, 42-27. And that is going to lead to a Sanibel Brownstown timeout. Coach Fiesel wants timeout. We'll take one as well here on WKRV.
It's your one-stop laundromat, car wash, and pet wash at Spin and Spray, 1410 Rock Island Avenue in Vandalia. Their coin-operated laundromat features 23 washers and 15 dryers to suit any size load. They also have a wash and fold service. You can check out more information on that at their website at spinandspray.com. They have their pet wash where you can keep your pets clean and not worry about the mess at home. And also their soft touch car wash and self-service bay. At your one-stop laundromat, car wash, and pet wash, Spin and Spray, 1410 Rock Island Avenue in Vandalia. Find them online, spinandspray.com.
St. Elmo Brownstown trailed by 7 to open up this quarter. And it has been all Father McGivney here to start the fourth quarter as they went on an 8-0 run. Sanibel Brownstown now trails by 15, 42-27 with 5:38 to go here in this ballgame. Again, Sanibel Brownstown has not scored here in the first 2 minutes and 22 seconds of this fourth quarter. 42-27, Father McGivney leads Sanibel Brownstown. Again, 5:38 to go in the ballgame. Sanibel Brownstown with the ball coming out of that full timeout. Here's Graydon Wilhauer with the top key between circle for Gillespie. Left wing now for Wilms. Wilms going to hand it off to Jack Wilhauer. He's at center circle, gets it right side for Graydon. Graydon side of the key up to the free throw line to Hewitt. Hewitt will fake to his left, spin back to, fake to his right, spins back to his left. And as he got in the lane and went to go for the shot, tipped out of bounds by the Griffins. The center will bounce and will reset on the baseline. With 5:20 to go here in the game. They get it in down into Gillespie. He was down in the right corner, now away from the ball. We're going to have a whistle and a foul. And it's going to be on the Eagles, as I believe a legal screen call on that one. And that goes against Jack Wilhauer. That is his fourth foul in the game as well. Full court pressure on by the Eagles. Griffins will get it in. Here's Barone working against Graydon Wilhauer. Gets across the timeline. 5:10 to go in the game. Again, 42-27. Santa Brown count trailing the Father McGivney Griffins by 15. And now we're going to have another foul on the Eagles as Brendan Kaiser looking to get away from Jace Gillespie. And Gillespie going to kind of just put both hands up and on the chest and back of Kaiser and get called for the push foul there. And that is 5 fouls on the Eagles here in the quarter, so that puts Kaiser at the free throw line for 2. First one is up, and it is no good. It's 3 of 5 so far in the game. His 6th free throw of the game coming up. And it is up, and it is good. Kaiser makes 1 of 2 for Father McGivney. It is now 43-27. The Eagles trail by 16, just under 5 minutes to go in the game. Now Jaden Hewitt on the other end going to be tied up. Jump ball called. Possession arrow is in favor of the Eagles this time. So they will reset. Graydon Wilhauer going to trigger the inbounds pass. Goes to get it into Hewitt. We're going to have a reaching foul by the Griffins. That's going to be just their 2nd foul of the quarter. And the foul is going to go against Brendan Kaiser. That is his 3rd of the game. Substitution now is Kaiser going to go out. Hayden Potter checks in for Griffin. Eagles with the ball. Dodge Wilms now going to trigger the inbound. Gets to Gillespie. Gillespie for Graydon Wilhauer. Gets some room. Takes the 3 from the right wing. It's going to hit off the rim, hit off the backboard, back down off the rim and out. Griffin's with the rebound, but as they look to get away with it, they lose control of it. Hewitt's there to pick it up. Hewitt will get it down the corner to Jack Wilhauer as he's looking to drive and gets in the lane, puts it up, and he is fouled. Shot no good. Jack Wilhauer going to go to the line for the first time tonight. And he gets 2 free throws after Hayden Apostor called for the foul. That is his 4th. That is the team 3rd this quarter for the Griffins. So, again, Jack Wilhauer's line for the Eagles. First one a little off to the left, no good. Second free throw up coming from Jack Wilhauer. It is up, and it is good. So Jack Wilhauer will make 1 of 2. That'll make it 43-28. The Eagles get it back down to 15. Now we're going to have a hand check foul on Dodge Wilms. And that is the 16th foul on the Eagles here in the 4th quarter. So that's going to put Henry Willenborg at the line for Father McGivney. First free throw by Willenborg is up and it is no good. Substitutions for the Eagles. Mason Shaw is going to come back in. Benji Laukins then comes back in as well as Jack Wilhauer and Jace Gillespie are going to take a seat. Henry Willenborg's 2nd free throw up and no good, so he will miss both. And it'll stay a 15-point game, 43-28 with 4:34 to go in the 4th quarter. Rebound there was tipped out of bounds. They're going to say it was off of the Eagles. The Griffins have the ball underneath their own basket. Barone will get it in to Jansen. Jansen to Hall. Hall back to Barone. Barone in the circles works against Graydon Wilhauer. Goes around the screen from Jansen. Gets to the free throw line. Kicks the pass between the circles to Will Rockers, who came back into the game for the Griffins. Now Barone with it. Walks back to the center circle. He will get it right side for Hall. Hall. Top of the key. Now between the circles for Rockers. Rockers right side to Hall. And now he will get it free throw line for Barone. Barone going to hand it back off to Hall. As the Griffins not looking to rush any shot right now with that 15-point lead. They essentially haven't gotten any closer than the free throw line. Kalisa now to the free throw line. takes the back out of the key to Jansen, has it almost tipped away. He's able to trout, gets it to Marone. Marone looks like he was driving the back, goes up and under, then finds Will Rockers coming up through the lane. Nice pass to Rockers, who puts it up and good. And now St. Emma Brownstown trails Father McGivney by 17, 45, 28. 17-point deficit for the Eagles. They trail Father McGivney 45-28 with 3:35 to go in the game. We'll take a break as it is another St. Emma Brownstown timeout here from the F&B Community Bank Memorial Thanksgiving Tournament.
Shelley's Burger Station in downtown Vandalia is known for their outstanding hand-pressed burgers. They also have a tremendous breakfast menu. Shelley's Burger Station has dine-in and outdoor seating, a drive-up window, and carryouts are available. At Shelley's Burger Station at 615 West Gallatin Street in downtown Vandalia.
Hello, this is Jill at Driftstone Pueblo in San Elmo, inviting you to come see our large selection of Indian-made jewelry with beautiful turquoise and coral, onyx, mother-of-pearl, and many other stones. Or check out our Black Hills Gold Montana Silversmith jewelry. While you are here, look at our large selection of beads and craft supplies to design and make your own jewelry. Come see us at Driftstone Pueblo, open 9 to 6, 7 days a week, located at exit 76 off of I-70 in San Elmo.
.335 to go here in this ball game. St. Elmo Brownstown trailing Father McGivney by 17-45-28. Eagles with the ball coming out of their timeout. And Benji Lau drives left side. That's a 12-foot jumper. No good. Rebound is going to be tipped around, and we're going to have a whistle and a foul. And it looks like that is going to be on Father McGivney. It's going to be on Carson Marone, his first of the game. That is the fourth Father McGivney foul here in the fourth quarter. So the Eagles reset on the baseline up over the top. Graydon Wilhauer gets to Benji Lau. He goes for a fadeaway free throw line jumper after kind of spinning away from the defender. It was up and no good. Rebound for the Griffins. They get it up to Kalisa. He is on the left wing. Now hits a cutting Barone, who gets to the basket, puts it up and good. 8 points in the game for Barone. It is now a 19-point lead, 47-28. For Father McGivney over St. Emma Brownstown. Now on the baseline, Graydon Wilhauer falling out of bounds, just kind of has to flip it up. It was no good. Rebound for the Griffins. That was Jansen. Get in his hands to Barone. Barone now left side for Kalisa. Back to Barone as he's at 10-foot spike line on the volleyball court. Let's do this right now. He's at the right wing. Is Barone sends away from Mason Schaub, who's back in the game for the Eagles. Now comes back along the baseline, gets it out to Kalisa. Kalisa drops the spike line to Hall. Hall left wing for Rockers. Rocky gets it down to block, but kicks it back out to the corner to Kalisa. And they work around to Jansen. Jansen going to fight his way to the right block, puts it up and good. And that is going to be 7 points in the game now for Kalisa. And we're going to have another timeout. So another timeout as St. Emma Brownstown going to get some substitutions in. Well, it looks like they kind of all headed that way, so it looks like they were going to call timeout. So I don't know if they actually did it or if the officials just went ahead and did a stoppage to get these substitutions in. As Ryan Powell and Lucas Powell back into the game for the Eagles, as also coming in is Talon Belcher. He'll check in for the first time. Here's Hewitt. Free throw line spins, gets into the lane, puts a shot up. It is no good, but he is fouled. Jaden Hewitt going to go to the line for two free throws. This will be his first trip to the free throw line tonight. And that foul is going to be called on Brendan Kaiser. That is his fourth. And that is the 15th foul for the Griffins here in the fourth quarter. So here is Jaden Hewitt at the line. The two free throws. First one is up, and it is good. Substitution for the Griffins. As Kalisa and Barone going to head out with 2:05 remaining here in the game. Rockers and Willenborg check back in. Second free throw from Hewitt is a little off to the left and no good. And so he makes one of two. 49-29, St. Emma Brownstown trails by 20 with a minute 58 to go here in this ballgame. Here is Kaiser now driving, shot up and no good. And we're going to have a whistle and a foul. And That is going to be the sixth foul of the quarter on the Eagles. And it's going to go against Mason Schaub. That is his first. At the free throw line for Father McGivney is Brendan Kaiser. His first one is up, and it is good. 59, San Antonio Brown found out for by 21. Second free throw up and no good by Kaiser. Hits off the back rim and then diving for it, trying to corral it inbounds. It's going to be Ryan Powell. Has Kaiser come down on top of him, but he gets up. He's good to go. And it went off of Powell last along the sideline. So the Griffins are going to take it out right in front of their own bench. Another substitution for the Griffins. Posker back in. Jacob Robinson back in. Kaiser going to take a seat. As well as Kalisa. So here's Rockers with it, center circle. Going to hit a backdoor cutting. Willenborg, who's able to lay it up and good. And it is now 52-29. Santa Brownstown trails by 23 in this opening game of the night. Now Hewitt for three. Up and no good. Rebound for the Griffins. Now here is Willenborg. It seems he's kind of taken over here in this quarter scoring line. So he'll hit the three from the left wing. As it is up and good, he has got eight here in the quarter for the Griffins. And it is now 55-29. The lead is 26 for the Griffins over the Eagles. Now checking in is number five, Shane Riegert. He replaces Henry Willenborg with a minute eight to go here in this game. Jace Gillespie is going to check in for the Eagles. This is going to be a tough first loss of the season for the Eagles. As I said, I thought this was going to be a pretty close high-scoring game. And then I was like, well, no, defensively, after that first half, thought maybe a very close, low-scoring game. But Santa Brownstown just couldn't get shots to fall here in the second quarter while some defensive breakdowns gave the Griffins too many uncontested looks to the basket, and they took advantage of it, and they are going to get the win over Santa Brownstown here in this one with just a minute to go in this game. And foul on Will Rockers is his first, sixth and a quarter four of the Griffins, but Lucas Powell at the free throw line. First free throw is up, and it is good. Second free throw is up and rattles in and out, and it is no good. So one of two made there by Powell. It's going to be 55-30, the lead 25 for Father McGivney over Santa Brownstown. On the rebound, we're going to have another Father McGivney foul. That Father McGivney foul is going to go against Rockers. That is his second. And now Jace Gillespie is at the line for the Eagles. First free throw hits the back of the iron, bounces up, and then drops through the net for his first point of the game. He'll make his first free throw to Jace Gillespie, second one on the way. And it is up and no good, but Mason Schaub grabs the rebound, gets it to Jace Gillespie for three. No good, off the right side of the rim. Rebound going to bounce down into the hands of the Griffins. Caden Yates coming into the game for the Griffins, and that's his rebound. Gets it in the hands of Riegert. Riegert driving to the bucket, up and no good. As that one slapped away, it goes out of bounds. It's going to be off of the Eagles, so the Griffins will have the ball down in the left corner. Yates gets it in. Two Rockers. Rockers between the circles, moves to the right side. 30 seconds to go in the game. Now looks to driving in the lane. Gets through a couple of defenders. Shot's going to be up and no good. Rebound tipped out of the pocket's hands by Gillespie. Takes it away. Pushes it up to Ryan Powell and can't control it and corral it on the other end. Just kind of had to flip it up, and it was no good. And Yates going to come away with the rebound for the Griffins. As Riegert will get the outlet pass, brings it across the center timeline, and Griffins is just going to dribble out the win for this one as Stanimal Brownstown will suffer their first loss of the season and first loss of pool play here in this tournament as they fall to Father McGivney 55-31. So 55-31, St. Elmo Brownstown will fall to Father McGivney here in this one. So St. Elmo Brownstown 1-1 on the season and 1-1 in tournament play. Father McGivney will improve to 3-0 in the season and 3-0 in a pool play here and in this one. So Father McGivney will win the pool going 3-0, as every other team has one loss already. So Father McGivney knows that they just earned themselves a trip to the championship game on Saturday night. But with two more games left tonight, three on Friday, still a lot to be figured out here in this tournament as far as everything else. Again, still a lot of full play left to go. But here in this one, Father McGivney, a winner over St. Emma Brownstown, 55-31. We'll take a break when we come back. We'll have your final scoring statistics for you here in this one from the F&B Community Bank Memorial Thanksgiving Tournament on 107.1 FM, WKRV.